Hello and good evening to this night's episode of You Have Questions and We've Got Answers from our sources. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Jeannie and Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie and Citrus Heights. Richard, hello, good evening.
Cleo in Connecticut.
Hello, Cleo in Connecticut. Good evening and welcome to tonight's episode of You've Got Questions, We've Got Answers from our sources with Terry Brown and our host, Wynn Free. And we welcome our friends on the simulcast with BBS Radio. And those who just joined us live, would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Prudy. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to tonight's questions and answers. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yeah, it's Raiden down here in Sedona.
Positive greetings.
Positive greetings, dear.
Ha ha. Hi, good evening. Welcome to tonight's episode of You've Got Questions and We've Got Answers with our simulcast with BBS Radio. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yes, this is Terry in Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome. This is Prudy.
Hi. Hi, Prudy.
Hi. Hello. I heard another caller come in. Would you like to say your name and location? Okay, we welcome you to tonight's episode of You've Got Questions and We've Got Answers with our simulcast on BBS Radio with Terry Brown and our sources with our and our host, Wynn Free.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Good evening. Welcome to our questions and answers. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, it's Wynn.
Hi, Wynn. Welcome.
Is that Prudence?
Yes, it is.
Your voice sounds different tonight.
Hmm.
Is Terry here? Yes, she
yes,
is.
She is.
I see her. Okay.
Welcome and good evening to You Have Questions and We've Got Answers. Live on simulcast with BBS Radio. Would you like to say your name and location?
John from Las Vegas.
Hi, John.
Hi. Hi.
John, you sound too serious tonight. What's going on?
I'm just really bogged down with job applications right now.
weren't you applying for Amazon, right?
Yeah, I never heard back from them, so I just assumed they weren't interested, so I'm just applying elsewhere right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, Amazon is probably a bastion of the New World Order.
You know, according to, well, you know, Jeff Bezos is part of the Bilderberg Group, right? He's a Bilderberg member.
Well, I didn't know that.
Because I remember reading about it. I mean, it's plain as day. Just go look up Jeff Bezos, Bilderberg member. It's just a few years ago he was inducted.
Listen, I don't want to take up the time right now talking about it. So,
okay.
Hi, we heard some new callers come in. Welcome to tonight's evening of You Have Questions, We've Got Answers. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hi, Chris. Welcome. This is Prudy.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Trudy.
Hi. Good evening and welcome to tonight's episode of You've Got Questions and We've Got Answers. This is Prudy. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yeah, hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Prudy. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Jerry, you're there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
And you're not muted, right?
No.
Seems to be a little reverb somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening, and welcome to You Have Questions and We Have Answers. Would you like to state your name and location? Or not, and we welcome our listeners on BBS Radio worldwide with our host, Winfrey, and Terry Brown, our channel for our highest sources. Good evening. Welcome to You Have Questions, We Have Answers. Would you like to say your name and location? Or not, we welcome you. This is Prudy. If you have questions, we've got answers. Good evening. Welcome to You Have Questions, We've Got Answers. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hey, it's Robin. How are you?
Welcome, Robin. This is Prudence.
Hi, Prudence. Life on the planet. How's life?
Life is pretty good.
Is the wind here yet? No.
Yes, our host.
I think
KNOW.
My run.
I think we're ready to start. Okay,
I'll mute the callers.
I'll mute the dings. No, you mute the dings.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Terry. Okay. And of course, you're not ready, right?
No, I'm never ready because I have no idea to be ready for.
Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
This is June 21st, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Arizona and everybody everywhere. And another edition of Whole Planet Healing. And just as a little intro to this session, we have had this very unusual experience for ongoing now for 15 years, okay? And it has to do with communication and experience with an intelligence that started talking to me through two consecutive women, and they just had me ask them questions. And as this progressed, I had them describe who they were, how it felt to be them, and they were giving extraordinary insight into how the universe works. And at a certain point, we decided to open up a call on Wednesdays where people can ask questions to this intelligence. And we get the most amazing information on these answers to questions. Now, when you're talking about a voice from another dimension, that is a pretty wild thing to claim. Like, how do you know who they are? How do you know whether you can trust them, whether it's demonic? And I always start this call in particular, where we're asking them questions, to use your own powers of discernment. Evaluate them by the wisdom of their answers. Evaluate them by the manner in which you can apply their answers to your own life and and make a difference in your life, okay? Thus far, many people have had great help in their lives from the answers to their questions. And one of the things here is, if you observe this over a period of time, you will have noticed that these sources don't do anything to disempower you. In fact, most people get a sense of empowerment by paying attention to this connection. They do have the ability not only to give information, but to flow energy into this realm, which many people have experienced. And right after this call, we're doing another call called Whole Planet Healing, which is focused on perceiving the energy that the sources can project into this realm. And again, everyone has to come to their own conclusion, have their own experience. And Terry, are you on the line? Hello, Terry. Hang on.
Yeah, I muted myself while you were talking.
You were muted?
Yeah.
Okay. So Terry is the person who these sources communicate through. They call themselves the Council of Elohim. Actually, that's what they called themselves for a long time. And then there was a coordination between the Elohim and the Ra group. So, you're breathing into the mic, Terry?
Okay, I'm going to mute.
No, just move the mic a little bit away from being directly in front of your mouth. Just slightly, so you're not breathing into on it.
Okay.
Don't mute, because I'm going to start. You're going to have to.
Okay.
Then you're going to get all confused, all right? I should say, you're going to become more confused than you usually are. You know, it's very interesting to know Terry for as long as I do. Because, you know, on a worldly level, how would we say this? Terry's inner focus is in other dimensions. And if it wasn't for that, we probably wouldn't be doing what we're doing now. Okay? Her focus is naturally. Most of us have a hard time getting there. We get the idea. Somebody asked a question about this tonight, so it'll be a good question. We get the idea that we want to be there. Well, I don't know if everyone that accesses the other side to the extent that Terry does is as unfocused in the physical realm as Terry, okay? I mean, I have seen other people that channel that seem pretty focused. But, of course, we're channeling the Elohim, and Terry is an ancient soul in this realm. And this, we are all wonderfully blessed to have her working with us, have her staying alive. Let's all send Terry beautiful love. Can we do that, Terry? Send you some loving energy?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all for doing that. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is Ra'an, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we adjust our focus to each and every person who is listening or will listen in the future to a transcript, and we are there for you, and we are honored to have you. Do you have questions?
Yes. Our first question is from Julius in Fairfield, California. And he had asked a previous question a year ago, which I don't remember, okay? But he was told that he was part of an Eastern soul group for some time. And it's interesting because just a couple of weeks ago, we did a whole talk on Monday, session on Monday, about other soul groups besides the Ra group. So he wanted to ask if he could get any elaboration on the Eastern soul group, like as in Asia in, or Indian or what. Thank you.
Thank you. We see that you have had some lives in the Orient and have connected with some of the enlightened groups that were there. You have always been interested in metaphysics and knowledge that you could gain. We see that there was a body of knowledge that you studied in your life and lives in the Orient. And they have helped you build wisdom. We see your family life there. And you went into an Eastern religion to learn more and to increase your knowledge. You tended more towards life in the monastic rather than in the family life, which was sometimes difficult for you back then. Thank you.
Thank you. And next question is... This is from David Morton.
In England.
In England. And he was reading a book called Alien World Order by Len Kasten. And it does sound like information that I have read, not in that book, but in other books, particularly in Voyagers, where it's a long-term look at the galaxy and the universe and events that transpired in the course of galactic history, events that transpired prior to perhaps humans being on Earth, and that events that were part of the heritage that created our present circumstance. So he's asking a question. He wants to know if this is accurate. According to a book I have been reading, in our part of the galaxy, refugees from a reptilian attack on the Liren system settled on Maldek and Mars. Eventually, another attack by reptilians on Maldek destroyed it completely, and the Martian atmosphere was also damaged, and the Martian survivors went underground. Reptilians then settled on Earth on the continent called Lemuria. A group of 12 human civilizations decided they wanted the reptilians out of the solar system and settled a fierce race of humans called Outlands from the Pleiades on the continent system called Atlantis. Eventually, these Atlans attacked Lemuria and it sank. The reptilian survivors went underground. Eventually, Atlantis was destroyed. In a later agreement between the 12 human civilizations and the reptilians, a new race was created with the DNA of all involved, which is us, the Adamic race. Does this history have any validity? Now, let me just say that this is a huge question here, and oftentimes in this kind of analysis, some things are true, some things aren't true. There's things that are added to it or subtracted. So I don't believe our sources can totally deal with the scope of the question in a few minutes or a yes or no answer. But with that being said, I'll turn it over to them and see what they want to share that would be important, might be important to us to know about.
Thank you. Much of the history of Earth has been lost, and humans have been on Earth before the time periods you mentioned, although it is not known that humans were here. If one were to go into the archives, to the architectural digs, to the history of the earth and the archaeological digs, not the architectural, but the archaeological digs, and they would begin to find history beyond what has been written. So, in the first part of your question, the history of Earth has humans millions and millions of years ago that is not generally known, and it could be uncovered by honestly looking at some of the archaeological digs. Second of all, there was definitely the Illyrian group, Lemuria. Some of the people are still in existence in reincarnation form today. Osiris came later. As far as the reptilians, when you get back into the destruction of Maldek and the destruction of the atmosphere of Mars, it goes back past generally recorded history. And it was some wars that created this destruction, which was brought about by the Galactic Federation moving in and getting in wars in this area of Earth and Maldek and Mars. This was very long, millions of years ago, before generally recorded history. And it wasn't specifically the reptilians that created those disasters. It was the Galactic Wars. The reptilians are in this galaxy, in this area, peeking through and living some lives in particularly another dimension in this area. There has been some effort to eliminate them or limit their contact. There have been a number of races of aliens that were in conflict and in a position vying for power of the real estate in this area. Reptilians have been in and out for a long period of time, millions of years. They tend to be shapeshifters and able to change dimension. These are a few of the things that we think of in response to your question.
Sorry, I lost my mute button. Okay. Thank you very much. And another question, and this is a good question from Richard in Fairmont, Maryland. And it leads me to a few questions to ask after you answer this one. While the third dimension is very challenging, it also provides much that is beautiful and desirable. I get great satisfaction from mastering this third dimensional realm. For instance, raising animals, woodworking, making meals. If we are to work towards ascension to higher dimensions, please give us a clear sense of exactly what it is like to operate without a body or time. I would like to know what my existence would be like after ascension. Will I miss the scent of a rose, the taste of a homegrown heirloom tomato, the warmth of my dog sleeping peacefully on my lap, the touch of my wife's lips? In other words, what is so great about higher dimensions, and why should we aspire to them?
Thank you. This is a good question, and many people prefer to come back into the earth realm to continue their life in the earth realm. You say to continue in the higher realm without a body. You do have a body in the higher realms. It is your life body. It is your vehicle for travel. And in the heaven realm, you do have senses that you can sense with your life body. You do have availability for friendships. You do have availability for food. When one transitions, they can go to the heaven realm and can choose what it is, what options for their future they would like to carry out. They can see what it is like living in their light body. It is a very beautiful realm. Light bodies tend to shine like jewels. Although when you're in heaven, you do not think of that. You just can see other beings in their light bodies and can communicate. It is similar to a ghost that is on the earth, and their light body, astral body sometimes called, is what you see. And this is the vehicle of operation. It can come back to earth and after death and take on another body that would be more solid. This would be than an extension of the light body. If you wish to get to the point where you speak of re-emerging with God, which some religions aspire to, then it would include the lessening of the light body to the point that one can merge with the anchor points of the one infinite creator and reemerge into the one infinite creator. This is another choice, but takes enlightenment to get to. One has control, one has a choice. And if you prefer to come back to the earth realm and re-experiencing the pleasures of earth, and the joys of smelling an apple or smelling a rose. This is totally open for you to do to your heart's content.
Okay. My question is, there are loads of people who are suffering in this realm. In many cases, it seems to be not due to fault of their own, that there are a lot of patterns and control patterns in this realm. And it seems there are other people that can come back and not suffer. And that enjoy, as Richard is one of them, they're staying in an earthbound body. Then there are groups of people that are on elevated spiritual paths that keep coming back, and somehow or another they find their way into the same spiritual group over and over again. First, let me ask a question about that. Is that true, what I'm saying?
Yes, people have different paths, different desires for what they wish to learn, different lessons that are theirs to learn, and it helps guide the experiences that they are open to and take on.
So they can keep coming back to the same family group via reincarnation or the same spiritual group. Can you give an example of a spiritual group on this planet that does that? For example, I'm not sure that this is positive, but the Dalai Lama supposedly keeps reincarnating into the same group over and over again, and they even know who they were in the past. Is that an example of a positively oriented group that is here to uplift the vibration of the planet? Or is it a trickery group that has got another agenda?
A group depends upon the motivations of their members. The Dalai Lama sometimes has changed his identity and has been taken on by a different person, and the Dalai Lama from lifetime to lifetime has generally been the same person, but this is a responsibility and a task that they have taken on in their own free will and a desire to spread enlightenment to large groups of people and to bring through information from the higher realm that can be understood and dispersed. Dalai Lama is an example of this in general, although sometimes in the past, the Dalai Lama has stepped out in another identity and stepped in his place.
Would you say that could have been a negative service to self-identity that got into that position? Is that possible?
We do not wish to go into the identity of where the change, one of the changes occurred. He was simply on a different path. However, had some negative and some positives as part of the things he was working through.
Mm-hmm. There are situations where there's some kind of group and the same people in general seem to come back into that group. Is that correct?
That is correct. Particularly a family group. Mm-hmm. They're comfortable with the family and they have spent a lot of time raising their children and they feel that this can enhance their wealth and their ability to survive by having set up a track of the family that they can reincarnate into.
Mm-hmm. Now, the negative can do the same thing as the positive or the service to self. Yes?
That's correct. They can also reincarnate into families and carry on their agenda.
Mm-hmm. Part of the reason for the amassing of wealth is to establish a family that is so wealthy that if they come into that family in a future time, they will have tremendous freedom that wealth can provide. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
And that could be both positive and negative, yes?
Yes.
But we're familiar with the very wealthy families that are referred to as the 1%. And if somebody is on a positive track like that, it sounds like perhaps Richard might be in that track. Could we say that?
Richard? Where is Richard located?
In Maryland.
He could be. This would be. Well, we are not wishing to divulge more than he would wish. It is up to him to determine his future.
Mm-hmm. Now, this realm has lots of pitfalls in it, booby traps. So someone might be on a positive track and they could fall into a booby trap and not know it's a booby trap and end up in an entirely different direction and start the path of suffering in this realm. Is that fairly common?
Well, when somebody runs into a booby trap, it can be because he is at his own booby trap by building up karma in the past. That is one way. Another way is if the person has asked to be educated in the means of suffering and educated in the ways of the world so that he will become stronger and be able to deal with all situations. So there is a range of possibilities here.
Mm-hmm. So that would be like in that piece by Philip Dick, where he talks about the pluriforms of light that have come in from the higher realms to be of service to this realm, because this realm was separating and it was getting very dark.
Yes.
And they came in, and it would be a great sacrifice, because they would go through lifetime after lifetime of negative type experiences in order to build up their strength to actually make the right contribution to this realm. Oftentimes,
yes,
get caught up in karma here. And I mean, he calls it pluriforms of life. The Ra group calls it wanderers. And Elohim calls it starseeds. But
yes,
those are the people that are, it's a sacrificial path, yes?
Yes, it is.
That, yeah, you know, that they have to get rise to the surface at some point to fulfill their original mission of helping to lift the vibration of the planet.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And those people may not look for positive circumstances here, because they won't get the lessons that they wanted.
That's correct.
So thank you for clarifying that. Okay. And Richard, thank you. That is a great question. I'm trying to think if there's another question on that. I would suggest or postulate that the people on our call, the people that are attracted to our work, might tend to be those wanderers, those pluriforms of life that came here to uplift the realm, and it's one of the reasons they're attracted to the work we're doing.
Yes.
We could say that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We're getting a lot of yeses. Thank you. Let me get to the next question. I just thought that would make sense to some of you. This question from Robin. And Robin is asking, and this has been a question for Robin for a long time. And how can I manifest abundance in my life? I've been really struggling despite all my efforts. I'm grateful for any insight you can give.
Thank you. Persistence pays off. You have had glimmers of stabilization and income in the past. Persistence pays off. Write down what your ideal is of having an ideal job and something that pays well and is stable, and then see what is out there that matches, that keep on working at it, and you will get better and better at learning what it is that the employer may want.
When someone is looking for abundance and then they're looking for a job, is a job always the best way for abundance?
No, it is not, as it doesn't bring great abundance. It generally brings enough to survive on and perhaps some to save. But it is a carryover, and this one then can keep looking for something that would bring in more abundance.
It seems to me in this realm, if one really wants to be abundant, they need to think of how to create the abundance rather than being someone else's pawn, so to speak, which is usually how jobs work. They need to find how to a need that can be fulfilled, that they have the ability to fulfill, and then find the people that have that need, and that as you do that, you build your own space in this realm. You create your own space without just being an appendage of someone else who did that at one point or the other. Could you comment on that?
That is correct. And there are various avenues one can take to increase abundance, but they may not be something that one would like to do. So if one has a job that covers the basics and then keeps looking for the ideal situation that can bring in abundance, then one has oneself covered while one is building something else.
Mm-hmm. So you have to be sensible. You have to make sure your grounding is covered. Not just jump into something that you don't know what the outcome is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's it for our questions tonight. Do you have any closing comments?
We send out to each person who has asked a good question. And it has been our honor to be able to touch base and see where we could supply information.
Thank you. We're going to move over to Whole Planet Healing now. If you're on this line and you don't know the number, Whole Planet Healing is 712-770-4340. 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250513. And we'll see you there. Thank you, Sources. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, all of you, for being here. And for those of you that are moving, we'll move over to Whole Planet Healing and see you there.